stimulus du jour.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. This morning, President Obama made an announcement promising to deliver 600,000 jobs through his economic recovery plan. Ashley Milne-Tite joins us this morning. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So where is this coming from?
Well, the president and vice president are meeting with the cabinet a bit later on today to talk about stimulus spending. So this announcement kind of comes ahead of that. And so far, only about $25 billion of that $787 billion package has been spent. But the president says the flow of money is going to really increase during the next few months.
And what kind of jobs are we talking about, Ashley?
Well, the Justice Department is going to fund about 5,000 new law enforcement jobs. And then some of the other initiatives are things we've heard about before. I mean, the administration's planning to ramp up spending on roads, the National Park Service, military bases, things like that.
You know, the political environment in Washington, this announcement comes at a pretty interesting time, right?
It does. I mean, last week, as we all know, the national unemployment rate was up to 9.4%, the highest it's been in 25 years. And it's unclear whether the stimulus money that's been spent so far has had much effect on job creation. A lot of Republicans feel the whole package is just a big waste of cash and the economy will recover in its own good time.
All right. Ashley Milne-Tite joining us from New York. Ashley, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wall Street this morning, the S&P down about 1%. Dow down about 0.5% as well, down 94 points to 86.68. NASDAQ down about 1.25%. Asian shares were mixed. The Nikkei managed small gains, and the Hang Seng lost about 2.25%. European shares are down at least 1% right now. Sam Stovall is Chief Investment Strategist at S&P Equity Research. He joins us live right now from New York. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
So what about these stocks? We're down this morning, but last week, gains for the past few weeks. The NASDAQ had, what, the best 13-week performance since early 2000? Has the easy money already been made, or is it too late to get in on this?
Well, I think that the easy money has already been made on this, and so when we have advanced 11 of the last 13 weeks in the S&P 500, and we're up close to 40% through Friday night, I think certainly the market is due for some sort of digestion of these gains. So in the near term, we probably will see some red arrows versus the green arrows, but longer term, I would tend to say that if an investor were to dollar cost average into these weaker prices, they'd be happy they did so.
Going forward, Sam, we've got interest rates on government bonds edging up. How real is the threat of inflation right now?
Well, right now, when we continue to have the unemployment rate advance, and we think we're going to be topping out above 10%, probably sometime in the first to second quarter of 2010, usually high unemployment keeps a lid on inflation. But I think certainly investors are a bit worried, and that's why bond yields are moving higher.
We've just got a few seconds, Sam. We're going to find out this week about TARP, probably today or tomorrow, which of the big banks will be able to give their TARP money back. Psychologically, what does this do to the financial system?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. Consumers feel good because it means that the banks are getting healthier, but investors are worried that if they give up a lot of this money, they won't have that much left to lend.
All right, Sam Stovall joining us this morning from New York. Sam, thanks.
Happy to do it, Gene. Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
Talked about the TARP payback for the big banks. So the Troubled Asset Relief Program started off as a way to buy away toxic assets that could have hurt the financial system as a whole. But there were twists and a lot of turns in the massive bailout along the way. And Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan says it needed some twisting and some turning. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Steve.
So how necessary was it for the government to get involved in the first place? We're talking going back to September, the $700 billion TARP program.
Well, it was incredibly necessary for the government to be involved before September and also in September. And if the government had not been involved and foreign governments hadn't been involved, instead of a world financial system, you'd now have a smoldering heap of radioactive wreckage.
And we know the original plan was to buy assets from these banks, right?
Right. That was the idea when finally the Treasury and the then administration, the Bush people, beat Congress into approving it in October after they turned it down in September and there'd been this mess.
So it sounds like they were sort of flying by the seats of their pants, like, you know, let's try this, let's try that. I mean, was there that much confusion going on?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what was happening. And they did this thing in October, and it was horribly confusing and messy, and I didn't see how they were going to do it. And in the end, they didn't see how they were going to do it. So in November, they got up and said, well, we've changed our minds, and instead of buying troubled assets, we're going to put money into a bunch of banks, which is what they did, which was a far smarter thing than buying the troubled assets, as we see now, because even now with the markets really calm, they still can't figure out how to buy troubled assets properly, and none of the programs they're proposing are going to appear anytime soon, and maybe ever.
So are we ending the TARP program with all these paybacks coming up? Are we ending it as confused as we were going in?
Well, first, we're not ending it. A lot of the money is going to stay outstanding, and a bunch of the money that's getting repaid may be recycled into other TARP uses. So it doesn't feel as dangerous as it did back last fall when you'd wake up if you're a business writer and wonder if the world had ended. But, you know, things are still very dicey. There's still a very nasty recession out there that still hasn't run its course.
Alan Sloan, Fortune Magazine. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, Steve.
And share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Finally, McDonald's said today its same-store sales climbed more than 5% last month, boosted by strong international sales in Asia and Europe, but seeing slower sales growth here in the United States. McDonald's, of course, has its dollar and value meals, and it's been able to keep sales rising even as sit-down chains report steep declines. Consumers apparently looking to save some cash at the restaurant. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.